3, 2, 1. All right. Welcome back, everyone, to the Vani X podcast. Today, we have someone who's actually been in our first two podcasts, and he hasn't been on the other two because of...
Because you're wanting being a... being a bum right now.
We have our other host, Elias, on the show today. And how you been doing, Elias? How you been?
You know, I've been around. I've been just, as they say, cliche, I've been doing me. You know, yeah. It's just whatever.
How's your day been today?
It's been all right, I guess. You know, school's still trashy. And I mean, it's whatever. Yeah. We're stuck inside. We can't really go out or anything. It's really gloomy today for those
that are... Yeah, I woke up and I was in bed, and I was like, because even right now, like, I was just sitting on the floor for no reason, and in my head, I'm thinking, like, it's probably already late, like at 8 or something. I look at my phone, and it was just at 4, because it's cloudy and rainy, and I don't know, my body just feels like it's already late. So I looked at my phone, and I was like, what's going on?
Don't get me wrong, I like the rain. Like, I like, especially when it rains, I like to ride my bike, you know, just go through the puddles and stuff or whatever. It's just, you know, you go outside and then you get that fresh air. It feels good.
Yeah. I'm more of a, I like to go outside in, like, towards the nighttime. I don't really like going out daytime.
I used to take runs. I used to take runs out with my dog at night, like around 9 or 10. I like the dog.
Yeah.
But now I can't, because with all this drive-bys and stuff that are going on, I can't be doing that right now. So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, over here, it's a little bit different. Down the street, if I go walking, you find, we go through this, like, this little forest. We got a little forest down the street, and it's pretty dope. You know, take some fucking...
Yeah.
Take some shrooms or acid, fucking trip out in the fucking forest.
I mean, you do, yeah.
It's the best feeling ever. You just start seeing the fucking little aliens on the fucking DMT trip, bro. This shit's serious, bro. I was reading some articles last time, and I was looking more into, like, the, you know, the aliens and the in the whole, like, you know, theory, and I came across this article that you know, back in the day, World War II, and Russia, when they were doing experiments, there was a certain group of people that had this, like, I guess they were genetically, like, they were like the people they needed to do certain experiments, and they would give these people high doses of, like, DMT and psychedelics, and they believed it was like a DNA, like, it was like a some sort of portal. Like, okay, so, like, the theory was that aliens don't, like, they say that aliens aren't really coming from outer space, that they're already here, just in a different dimension that we can't see, and through these drugs, through the amount of drugs that they're taking, they open the portal towards this other dimension where they can talk, and where they can talk to, like, humans, and then the people that are using the large amounts of drugs, they, like, when they get out of that state, they would tell the scientists, you know, that this is what the aliens, or people call them, like, these little elves, they would tell them that, like, you know, this is what they said, this is how we can create, you know, they would give them a little bit more knowledge about certain things, and I was looking at through that article. It was pretty interesting about how and even during World War II, there was a lot of things going on during that era, like a lot of experiments, you know, just a lot of things that were going on during that time. It's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, I was just looking at the definition of here of a psychedelic drug. It says psychedelics are a hallucinogenic class of psychoactive drug whose primary effects is to trigger non-ordinary states of consciousness and psychedelic experiences via serotonin to a receptor organism. This causes specific psychological and visual and auditory changes and often a substantially altered state of consciousness.
Yeah, and how these things were made, like, they say you're taking drugs and you start seeing all these things, you're hallucinating, basically, that you're not opening a portal. But the thing with that is that during these trials or experiments, they had multiple people see the exact same thing. Like, it wasn't each one had the, you know, like, if a person gets drunk, you know, they start remembering like shit, and the people around them, they won't have the same memories, they won't start like, you know, having old memories. But during these like DMT psychedelic trips, they would see the exact same things at the exact same time. So that's from then on, that's where they started to believe that, you know, that this is another portal to another dimension that's already here. That's not coming from like outer space, but that's already here. And you know, that whole article is interesting because I'm starting to look a little bit more into it, and reading more, a little bit more of these articles, and I'm starting to like, you know, to like rethink some of the stuff, and back then you had the Britain and Russia, who were like really advanced, and those two were really battling, like really ahead, like trying to battle each other through technology, and like they would try to battle between, you know, like other things, like, and you have the, like the other conspiracy about like the moon landing, but like, you know, that's a different subject we'll talk about. But during World War II, they said that the reason why, you know, I guess Hitler was doing like some of the things, some people were saying that that he was just a crazy, you know, a crazy man who just went in power, and you know, and some of that might
I just
be
think
true,
that it was an artist, but that wasn't recognized, that's why he went out. I don't know if you want me to give my opinion on that matter.
Yeah, I mean, what is your opinion? Like, why do you think Hitler would grab these certain type of, like, you know, group of people and do the stuff that he did? And, like, you know, all the experiments, I'm not sure if you're aware of all the experiments that happened during this time, but there was a good amount of, like, fucked up experiments that were going on during this time. And, you know, what is your opinion on it? Do you, like, have you heard anything or do you know about...
Well, I want to talk about the psychedelic, you know, and the whole, like, Russian and whatever they were saying that they were all... I feel like... I don't want to say this is factual, and nor am I saying that they're wrong, but I feel like they could have been lying, because, as you can see, I kind of, like... I'm, like, 80% sure that America did fake the moon landing just to say that they beat Germany or Russia or the Soviets, because they were at this, like, as you can see, like, they teach in school that we were basically in a race with them, you know. They sent a monkey. They were the first people to send life into space. So then we were like, nah, bro, we just gotta send him now, like, you know, and without any trials. And honestly, yeah. I don't think any human would be like capable of putting another human in a box and then sending them knowing that, you know, they're gonna fail. So, you know, I think that, you know, America did kind of like fake that. And of course now we can tell that they do go now. But I feel like they just wanted that like head start, but they lied their way there, you know? You know what I mean? It's like fake it till you make it. And with them, I think it's the same thing that, oh, we're having all these trials, we're doing all this stuff. And maybe they did do all these trials, but I don't really think that they all had the same dream. And if they did, then there must be some other thing going on behind the curtains. You know what I mean? It's like maybe they think that
when you like when you talk about like when you say that maybe they were lying about them all having the same, I mean that was something that still goes on today. There was an article about a man, I forgot his name, but he went to like Central America, and there's this drug, I forgot the name of it. It's called ayahuasca, and you mostly find it in like the south, like, you know, the Central America, like Peru, like the those countries. And they say that they had this session where it was like 14 to 20 people, and they took this drug, and this drug is contains DMT, and they took this, and then they all started seeing, they took it in a forest, like, and then they all started seeing like these little elves like coming out like the forest, like it was they all started having the same you know, vision. And like I was saying earlier, you can't I do believe that it does open a portal, because you would try to do any other drug or like even alcohol, like I said earlier, you don't think the same as everyone else. You see, you have your own state of mind, your own vision, basically. You don't see what everyone else is seeing. And not that, like, saying about World War II, that people started seeing that. And even it, I mean, that's still going on now today. So I do really believe, because of like the facts and the articles that are going out now, I do believe that that was something that happened, when that it still is happening. And I don't know, maybe that's something I want to try
and going, you know, find out by myself. And going back to like actually how you said that they all saw the same thing. I'm not saying that they didn't all see the same thing. Maybe they didn't. You know, maybe everyone's just playing a big prank on everyone. But I feel like it's not what they think that they were seeing that they saw. You feel me? Like you said, there is a dimension in this world that we can't see. And like I said, I think in the second podcast, or the first one, I said that there's always an ongoing battle between angels and demons, and we can't even see it. You know? This our planet is like a whole like warfare right now between them, you know, and I feel like what they saw wasn't really what they think they saw. Maybe they think they saw aliens, or maybe they were seeing some type of a demon or something. You know, it's like I don't think if aliens were real, I wouldn't think that it was like. You have to take a drug to see them. You feel me? It's like. I feel like it would be more technology wise. There's another. You know, it would be like.
There is actually another way where you can get to this portal, but you have to be really spiritual, and it's through I forgot what that type of breathing was called, but it's this type of breathing that it takes time for you to master.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I heard about it.
It's
like
point.
You have to hold your
but
breath
once you
in
get
and then like some other stuff like that. Yeah.
It's like a type of
ritual.
I forgot what you call it, but it's like a type of, yeah. But and you have to get it on point, and like once you get it down, you can enter this portal without the use of like ayahuasca.
See, and like you just answered answered your own question there. You said that it was basically, well, I said it was basically like a ritual, like a type of like a chant or something, you feel me? So back to the drugs, yeah. I feel like the drugs is like one way, and then like this what you're saying is another way to open. I feel like there is another way, and that way is, you know, I'm not saying this is the right way, but I'm saying that maybe these people can do it. The people that worship Satan, maybe they can do it too. And I feel like that ritual is like, you know, maybe they have other rituals, and maybe like they, you know, they're tricking people into doing these things, and you know, they're tricking them into thinking that, hey, look, what you're seeing here is aliens. It's not demons, because you know the Bible does say that the devil isn't gonna come to you like, yo, I'm the devil, like, you know, I'm gonna take you to hell with me. He's gonna come in like a costume. Maybe he's that, like, maybe he's that girl that you've been wanting, you know, you feel me? It's like that. It's not gonna be, it's never gonna be a wolf coming for a sheep. It's gonna be a sheep coming for a sheep. You'll never see it coming, you know. It's like tricking people into thinking certain things, you know.
Yeah, but there's another interesting thing, like in the Bible, there's a specific I guess I could call them character, but there's a specific person, Ezekiel, who he mentions a couple things, and I just wanted to get your opinion, because I'll tell you my opinion, but I wanted to get your opinion on what you think what he's referring to. And Ezekiel, he talks about how there were wheels, like wheels floating, like they were, he saw wheels floating on, like, you know, over the over the ground. And there was one who said, and under the expanse, they expanded their wings that stretched out straight. And, you know, the creature had, like, it had, like, two other wheels around it covering it. And there was another one where it had said that whatever this, like, I guess he called them spirits or whatever, like, you know, as what he would refer to. But he said the spirit, whatever they wanted, they left, and the wheels rose along with them for this, like, they followed him, and just basically you know, left, like, I forgot which verse it was where it said that he had vanished, but like he left, like, almost how they explain, you know, how like aircrafts would like leave, like, you know, they would leave in a flash. And I wanted to get your opinion on that, you know, because I'm like different. I think that, you know, that was maybe aliens who actually were on this planet, and someone who actually wrote down what they were seeing, and maybe they saw something that was not from this planet, and not necessarily, you know, like a spirit, but like, you know, as we're talking about now, that he saw aliens in like these hovering like spaceships. Like, I just wanted to get your opinion on what do you think that he was meaning by, you know, the wheels that were elevating on the ground, and that when they left by, like, they took off in a flash.
We can basically look at my how do I say this in a funny way? You can look at me in the Bible. My name's Elias. Well, Elijah. You can look at Elijah. You can look at Elijah in the Bible. It says when Elijah, he knew that God was going to come for him, and God told him that he was going to come for him, and there was this guy, I'm not sure how you say it in English, era Eliseo, I don't know how you say that in English, but this guy was following him around like everywhere basically, because he wanted the double portion of Elijah's power. Well, as we know, Elijah's power wasn't really Elijah's power, it was God's power, but, you know, he wanted a double portion of it, and he said that, okay, like, you'll have to follow me, like, you know, God will give it to you when he gives me up, and then whatnot will go from there. So, basically, the story is that they get to this point And basically, God sends a chariot. You know what a chariot is, right? Like the Romans used it and all that. Yeah, a chariot that is lit on fire. And horses, they come down. Mm-hmm. And Elijah just gets in the chariot. And he drops his tunic, I think that's how you say it in English, and gives it to Eliseo. But that's not the point. The point is we're talking about the flaming chariot. You see, back then, people would always, you know, you can't say that there weren't men of science back then, because there were. We can take it back, like, way back. I forgot his name.
Yeah, I mean, science goes back to, like, you know, science has always been there.
And people are always going to try to find a way to be like, this is, like, scientific, this is, like, technology, this is time travel, this is that. I honestly think that was a flaming chariot, that it's not that he was seeing some alien that was going to bring him back, because it says that he didn't die, you know, and I don't think... If he didn't die, I don't think aliens can give immortality, because they die too. You feel me?
Right now, just like, do you have something that you're looking, that you can look up an image or something? Okay. Right now, I just want you to go to Google, and everyone who's listening to the podcast, I want you guys to go to Google and look up Ezekiel's wheel. Just look up Ezekiel's wheel and tell me when you search it up. Ezekiel, and then wheel for everyone listening. Ezekiel.
Ezekiel's wheel,
and then wheel. And you go to the images. And do you see the picture I'm seeing is like with the one with like it looks like a round like you know he's there, and then like you have these round figures. Like with someone sitting in it. I want you to look at that picture, and I want you just you know, I want you to explain to me, what do you think that is? Well, I mean, this is in the Bible, so like, I want you to tell me, what do you think that image is? Do you think it's actually like extraterrestrial beings coming down on like you know Earth and?
Let me just point this out right now. That picture that we're seeing right now, that was drawn by someone around this time, like 2000s. And it says, in February 2020, followers of everything UFO related to believe that to have spotted Ezekiel's wheels, read to learn more about Ezekiel's wheels that they saw. So we can already tell that it was someone that believes in UFOs. So In that sense, it's kind of biased.
But even in the Bible, it talks about spinning wheels, three spinning wheels with like this figure, human type figure in like sitting in them. And I just want you to tell me, what do you think that is? I just want you to answer that question. What do you think those three hovering ball like balls, spears, whatever you want to call them, I want you to tell me, what do you think those are? Do you think that they are aliens? Do you think they are like an evolution of us that just came, like, you know, that just came back to tell us certain things, or do you believe it's actually angels and like
well, it says it has, you know, wings.
I don't know what you would refer to it as, but like angels
that came out.
He believed they were like wings because of I just want you to tell me, what do you think those three hovering things were?
I'm not even going to lie to you right now. I haven't read Ezekiel until like you've mentioned it right now, and I'm just like looking through it right now.
That really caught my attention because for the next podcast I'm gonna do a little bit more research at the end of this, but I forgot the Bible, it mentions a couple of other things that I'm just like, you know, in my head, I'm just like, man, what if this was really, you know, extraterrestrial life that has actually been here before? And like we were talking about on the first episode, how there was these, like, you know, that maybe there was this advanced technology or these advanced human beings that had come down during like the, like, you know, the beginning of ages when like the pyramids were being built, these big temples, you know. Also during that era, it just talks about, I forgot who else, I know it was Ezekiel that mentioned the like the three hovering, I guess, whatever you want to call them. And there was a couple more that had mentioned something to do about, like, well, it just popped up in my mind. And I was just thinking, like, maybe this was, you know, extraterrestrial. Like, they were talking about it, you know.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah. I'm about to read it right now.
That whole, you know, just, I don't know. That's just, like, a whole crazy conspiracy.
All right, well, let me read it.
Yeah.
It says, and I looked, and behold, there were four wheels beside the cherubim. One beside each cherub. An appearance of the wheels was like sparkling beryl. I think that's how you say it. Beryl. And as for their appearance, the four had the same likeness as if a wheel were within a wheel. When they went in any of their four directions, without turning as they went, but in whatever direction the front wheel faced the others, followed without turning as they went. The heck?
That's what I'm telling you, man. Like, man, I wish, like, you know, like, we could always, like, we always question, like, what, you know, what could that have possibly been? You know, I'm always like, man, you know, I wish I could be during, yeah. Like, I wish I could have been there to actually see what that was and actually know what
when
that
was. They went
was.
Away in any of their four directions without turning as they went, but whatever direction the front wheel faced, all this follows without turning as they went. And their whole body, their rims and their spokes, their wings, and the wheels were full of eyes all around, and wheels that the four of them had. As for the wheels, they were called in my hearing the whirling wheels. And everyone had four faces. The first face was the face of the cherub, and the second face was a human face, and the third face of a lion, and the fourth face of an eagle. And the cherub mounted up. These were the living creatures that I saw by the cherub candle. And when the cherub went, the wheels went beside them. And when the cherub lifted up their wings to mount up from the earth, the wheels did not turn from beside them. When they stood still, these stood still. And when they mounted up, these mounted up with them. For the spear of the living creatures, was in them. Then the glory of the Lord went up out in this, wait, what is it? Threshold of the house, and stood over the cherubim. And the cherubim lifted up their wings and mounted up, well, etc. I honestly don't know. I honestly don't know.
But, yeah.
Because, like I said, I'm not really like, how do you say?
Yeah, you haven't actually looked into this
because, you know, I'm only like kind of like I kind of read like the Bible like in like sections, I guess you could say. I like read some stories because, of course, yeah. Like, you know, I don't have that kind of memory to remember each story. And no, this is very interesting. This is very, very interesting. I'm going to have to ask somebody else that I know that knows a lot about this. I'm gonna ask him what it meant, but what I can tell you, but what I've heard, is that when we, I guess, like, well, some people, you know, because I can't say 100% who's gonna go to heaven, who's not, and all that. But it says that I've heard that when we become angels, we don't have human faces anymore. Like, we do have like some human characteristics, but we have more like animal characteristics. You know what I mean? Like it said right here, it said that.
So basically, like almost like a reincarnation.
Kind of like that, but it's like
we reincarnate into something else.
As we can see some drawings, it's like it's basically like slapping some wings on a human, and that's not at all what it is, you know. And I can't say what it really is, but we kind of get like a glimpse of what, you know, because the Bible does describe heaven, and it does describe some things of it, and it says that, you know, when you are an angel, like, you know, that's why here, this I'll give you an example. That's why when the angel, I forgot his name, I can't really tell you his name, but when he came down, I think it was Gabriel, right, the one that came down and told Mary about the news that she was having a child. I think it was Gabriel. It said that she was scared. Why would she be scared if it was, you know, just a human with wings slapped on him? You know what I mean? I don't think that what we think it is, you know. I feel like, you know, they have some type of face that, you know, you're going to be scared. But then that's why he said, "Fear not, Mary, you know, I am this, this, and this." And he had to explain who he was.
Yes.
Because she was terrified, you know. And I think anyone would be. I think even if it was just like a human with a wing slapped on, I think it would still be, because you would be like, huh?
Yeah,
like,
that would. Yeah. Yeah, that would be pretty shocking.
But it said she was like terrified, like she it's like something she's never seen before. And I feel like I said, I think it's like human characteristics, but also, I lost my train of thought. Animals, you know, like animal faces, like kind of like what's that one thing called? Like it has like.
Like a centaur. Kind of like
Yeah, I'm not saying this is 100% factual because I've never seen an angel.
But yeah, that's great. And another subject that was like almost towards was like because like leaving like, you know, the aliens and like Bible thing off to the side for a little bit. About getting back on the like DMT trips and stuff like that, there was, and like, you know, opening this portal to another dimension to like, you know, that we really don't know what that dimension is, but you can get another way through that portal, and which is like actually stopping the heart, but like having this like machinery still be able to pump oxygen into your bloodstream so that you're not dead, but your body thinks that you are dead. And it's crazy to think, because after you die, your brain is still functional for I'm not going to tell you the hours, but it's actually for hours. I was actually looking into it, and it's actually for hours after you die. Your brain is actually, it's still active for a couple hours. I'm not going to tell you how many hours because I'm not sure right now, but when I can, you know. But I was thinking, what if those hours that your brain is, you know, it's still doing whatever it's doing, what if that during that, your brain is going through, like, it's opening this portal to, I guess, what you would call, you know, heaven or hell, or what people say, you know, the other world when you die. What if it's opening that portal to, I guess, you know, to the other world or whatever you want to call it? What is your opinion on that? What do you think that could be a possibility, or is that, you know?
I mean, like I said, just, of course, like you said, another world, but I think that other world is not what people really expect the world to be. There's only two worlds that people go to, and I think we all know what they are. And I feel like I've heard this is like, I don't know if they were just like lying to me, but then they said that this is just something I heard. It wasn't, it's not religious or anything. I mean, at least I don't think so. But they said that those hours, minutes, or whatever, how much time, it's basically like your whole life just flashing through you. You know what I mean? It's like you live so long on this earth, like, you know, those hours are basically like your life just like, you know, skimming through, you seeing what you've done, and then boom.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's just like a fuck in your mind, bro. I'm telling you, like, if you like truly try to cram all that, you sometimes your fucking brain can't take it all, and you're like, what the fuck, man? I don't know what to believe anymore.
You would die, because like if you come back and like you've seen all that, I feel like you would just like, yeah,
your brain would just be like, what the fuck?
It would go
man.
Crazy. And you would.
Not even if you don't go crazy, people would be like, oh man, that guy's exactly. crazy, you know.
And fuck that guy, he's just fucking crazy. I feel like maybe someone wouldn't go crazy, but you would go crazy over the fact that no one believes you. You know what I mean? It's like, there was this guy that was trapped inside his body for 12 years. He was in a coma, and he woke back up, and he couldn't move, and he basically like realized that he couldn't move. He was paralyzed from the neck down. He couldn't speak. He could hear and see very, very good, like a normal person. He could think like a normal person. He wasn't mentally ill. It was just that, you know, mentally ill. That's that, yeah. But he was capacitated. Is that how you say it? Capacitated? Yeah. Yeah, basically. But he could think like a normal person, and basically he heard the doctor say that, yo, look, just, you know, take care of him until he dies, make him comfortable, you know, because basically he said that he can't think straight, but he knew that he could think straight, and that to me is just like, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't even know how to explain it. It's like you're trapped inside. Have you ever seen Get Out? And you know how like the lady like does the little TV and she clicks it, and then he falls into his own like mind or whatever. It's like kind of like that.
I've seen that.
To even go through that, it's just like it's something that you can't even explain. And I feel like that's like the same thing. If you tried to do that, I feel like if you didn't die trying to do it, then you would go crazy. You would go mad, and they would put you in this institution, and you would even go more crazy, because you would be like, I'm not crazy. And no one would believe you. And you're just stuck there for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, it's just a whole fuck festive. Yeah, that's just how shit is going. But, you know, it was glad to have you for sure. again back on the podcast, Elias. We hope to, you know, have more episodes with you, a lot more episodes. We actually have, I'm trying to get these special guests on the podcast, which I'm pretty sure
100%.
You would love to be on it, and you know, I would actually,
I'll
let you know, and Ghosty, she was pretty interesting.
Yeah, I heard some. I heard some. I don't know if you heard the podcast. I checked out her music too.
We talked.
I like it.
What do you think about it?
I like the ukulele. I like how it sounds, you know?
Yeah, that was
the
Heartworm was a banger. That song is. Yeah, but she's a pretty interesting girl. And we were also talking about like any paranormal activity that she ever experienced and stuff like that. If you guys still have not heard the interview with Ghosty, go check it out. It's on my page. I'm on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, and many more.
This that we're talking about, Ezekiel, I am going to look into that. Don't think that I'm not going to look into that. I'm definitely going to look into that. Either I'll talk to it with Giovanni like off mic, or if he wants to, I'll talk to him on the mic, you know, give what I've heard and what I've learned about this, because, you know, this is an interesting topic right here, because I would like to know, you know, from someone's perspective that knows more than me, because like I said, you know, I'm not like, I'm not the Pope over here, you know. But you know, I try some like what I've learned from my experience. Then I'm just trying to, you know, put it into that. But if
you know what I was thinking, you know what I want to do actually, as we go further in, I was thinking I would actually want to get like a priest or like a church father in the. I've emailed a couple, but I haven't gotten a response yet. But I really want one of them, and we would have almost like a debate, like, as you know, I would tell them, like, you know, what do you think about this, you know, like this certain subject, and you know, but, maybe that would be an interesting topic. But,
some advice that I would give you when you're looking into that. Look for someone, you know, there's no hate, you know, but look for someone that isn't Catholic, because Catholics tend to, you know, their Bible, my Bible, the one that I read, Reina Valeria, 1960, for those, that one is basically the closest thing to the Hebrew language. In English, there is no like errors or anything, because of course we know the first translation was to English, and then to English to Spanish, and then, you know, the Catholics, they take out verses, they put in their own, you know. It's kind of like, if you really want to know the truth, you gotta look at a Bible that tells you the truth, like word for word. And there is one verse I forgot, it's in Matthew somewhere, but it says that when you get baptized in el nombre del Hijo, del Padre y del Espíritu Santo, it's basically right there. That's the verses that the Trinity people, they use that to be like, oh yeah, there's three gods. Which, that was a typo, for those that didn't know. You can look it up. If you can't find it, hit me up and I'll let you know where it is. Because that was a typo. That isn't, you know, factual what it says. Because in Hebrew it says that when you're going to get baptized, it's going to be in the name of the Lord. That's how it says it. It doesn't say Hijo, Padre, y Espíritu Santo. It just says the Lord. That's how it's always been. That's how it's going to be. But that's what I wanted to give you in advice, you know, just like, or like someone that does know like the Hebrew Bible, because like there are men that know the Hebrew Bible. And I feel like that's another topic, because when you go into the Hebrew Bible, it's so much to take in, you know, it's way more than just like, you know, just like translating, you know, Hebrew to English. It's way more, because it describes things how, you know. It describes it more than more, you know, gives it more detail. You know what I mean? It's like we're getting the cartoon version, and then theirs is like actual, like, how do you say, like a James Bond movie kind. You know what I mean? It's like more detail than, you know, giving all these, like, it's like when you zoom in into someone's face, you can see all those little pimples and zits that they have. But yeah, that's my advice. Like, you know, if you really want to know the truth, look for someone that, you know, knows the truth, you know, someone that isn't switching things around, because if we do that, then we're really not telling them the truth. And, you know, what's the point in that if we're lying to them? You know? But like Giovanni said.
Yeah, I'll for sure. Yeah, like I'll for sure do my research on certain people.
What, you keep changing them kind of every day. We're podcast.
This has
right?
been an. This has been we're an interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yes. Well, actually, no. That's
see,
the
that's what I'm saying.
Podcast now.
This has been another Body X podcast. Thank you for having me today. And
if you haven't checked my previous videos, make sure to go back and check those. You can find me on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Anchor, you can find me on Radio Public, on Google Podcast, Breaker, Pocket Cast. You can find me under the name of The Vani, VANIX Podcast. And make sure you check out the
the other episode. No, we have. I don't really have an episode yet out. But, like I said, I'm still.
I had one out, and I deleted it, let people know about it.
Basically, I'll say the vision right now. Basically, what I'm trying to do is, you know, focus, like, you know, because I don't know everything, you know, about the opinion. And, you know, I feel like I can't really give, you know, 100%, like, you know, hey, this is, like, factual. Like, you can at me if you think it's not, you know. And I'm trying to research more. Like Yovani said, he's going to research and do his things. And I'm going to research and do my things and get better. So I can really, like, you know, tell you 100% factual, like, how it says, you know. So, you know, people don't be like, don't, you know what I mean? Like, people are going to be like, oh, yeah, it's not, you know. Even though you'd be like, you know, I'm not 100% factual.
I'll be on your podcast. I'll be one of those motherfuckers that be like, oh, no, hey, you're straight, man. Bullshit.
If you don't have haters, you're not doing it right.
But, yeah.
I appreciate that. But have a great Monday.